Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
Mick here in Farm Talk on Wednesday. Got an extension report from Lemoore County with Julianne Racine.
You got a lot of rain last weekend, and you're getting more rain today.
We are. We're building arcs, Mick. Yeah. We're building arcs.
Okay. But it's, except for the guys who's like, oh, I only got 10 acres left. Oh, I'm almost done. Except for those people, I guess the rain is welcome, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. Because, you know, even though we didn't get it as timely as we needed it, we can at least, you know, it's preparing for next year. So hopefully we won't go into next year as dry as we did this year.
Yeah. I said a couple times here on the radio, imagine, you know, because you got what, anywhere from 1 to 4 inches of rain last weekend, more rain today. Imagine what we could have done with 2 of that in June, 2 of that in July, and an inch or so in early August. I mean, this Mother Nature's got poor timing this year.
Well, you know, nothing's perfect, is it?
No.
You have to, you know, she does what she wants, and we live with what we get.
Yeah, afraid so. So, harvest progress, Lemoore County. What's happening?
Well, let's see. You know, outside of today, you can always find someone in the field, whether they are still working on chopping some corn, taking off corn for grain, soybeans, or just whatever. We have some farmers that are baking bales out of Stover, mm-hmm. Because of the conditions we had this year. I have a report that some dry beans close to where I'm at here in Lemoore proper did not do well at all. You know, but in general, we have soybeans coming off. Some of them are a lot better than people thought. Some of them are as they expected because of the drought. Corn seems to be doing average to a little bit better than they had expected because everyone thought it would be pretty low. So we just have to keep our fingers crossed that that's a trend that will continue and that everybody can report that. But of course, I don't speak for everyone in the county, so this is what I observe.
Yeah. Like most other counties, though, I'm sure you have some producers who are all done with their soybeans, some maybe almost done with corn, and others who've got a ways to go.
Yes, you can see that as you drive around. But with at least the areas that I go through, you can see there's a lot of progress, a lot of progress.
Mm-hmm. All right. The rain lately, any issues, or has the earth drank it up?
No, the earth does not drink it all up. We have a lot of variability in the soil in this county, so you will still, at this time, still see there's areas where there's water that's going to stand in the field. It's going to be muddy for a little bit, and the producers won't be able to get back in there if they have work yet to do. And then there's some areas that will, it'll just get absorbed as fast as it can take it.
And then you've got the Jim River running through the central part of the county. It's always a challenge, especially when we get some pretty good rains. But it's doing its job, isn't it?
It is, and I don't think as of this conversation, we really have a lot to worry about because we haven't had the amount of rain that we've seen in the past to really have us keep an eye on it that closely.
Yeah.
But of course we do keep an eye on it, but it's not to a level that is of concern as far as I know.
It's not bottom land like they have along the Mississippi or the Ohio River or in the hills of Kentucky. there is some low spots. So for sure.
There are low spots, but, like I said, you know, with the rain that we have, at least it's not so much that we have to worry about there being too much rain and it going over the banks, but at least there's some.
Again, that was Lemoore County Extension Agent Julianne Racine. This is Inside Agriculture.